Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I think wasn't Bandit a higher chirpy thing?
No, I don't think so. You think
Bandit sound like this?
It was a gravelly sounding.
That was pretty good.
Pug.
Yeah.
I believe it was a pug.
I did that. Tim Matheson wasn't on the phone when I did that. That'd have been embarrassing. That was after we hung up with him. I think I did that.
Yeah, it's not at all embarrassing now.
And that's the trouble.
That is the trouble, Craig. Nick Allen will be in the show a little later on this morning, Petey Mac. We're efforting Rob Riggle. He's MIA right now.
Are we done efforting Rob Riggle?
No, we are.
Well, somebody is. Waiting for a word.
Yeah, we're waiting. But
if they find him, they'll call me.
We'll book him.
That's what I was told.
We've talked to Rob before, and we like that dude a lot.
In the face! In the face!
No! As of now, he's sleeping somewhere in a hotel room, forgetting his phone, not answering his phones. Craig, what up?
We are celebrating National Papaya Month.
Papaya? I don't know when's the last time I had any papaya.
I don't think so.
I don't know that I've ever had papaya.
I might have tried it somewhere on a beach somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, coming from a guy who doesn't like watermelon, probably don't like papaya. I learned earlier today, Puss does not like cinnamon either.
Cinnamon's great.
What?
With applesauce?
It's just not my... I'll eat it like that, but okay. Like cinnamon-flavored...
I got it.
Like,
cinnamon life, cinnamon toast crunch.
Oh, my God. That is God's cereal.
I got no problem with that. But like cinnamon gums.
I got cinnamon gums.
Cinnamon whiskeys.
Okay. I'm not sure if I had cinnamon whiskey.
Not my thing.
Yeah. Oh, like hot tamales?
Yeah, never.
Really?
Never got into hot tamales. I was more of a Mike and Ike guy.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Cinnamon candies, never got that.
All right.
Cinnamon flavor.
Well, if you like cinnamon and applesauce, that's cinnamon.
Yeah, cinnamon, applesauce, actual cinnamon.
How about cinnamon on your French toast? You mentioned that, I'm sorry.
Sure.
Okay, that's
actually. Well, cinnamon toast crunch.
Oh. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'll put it
who doesn't like that?
I'll put it in the waffle batter when I'm making waffles.
Because you make waffles.
Oh, you will.
You do make waffles.
Yeah.
Okay, then you like cinnamon.
Yeah.
Where'd that come up?
I just don't like cinnamon
flavor. Did you offer some cinnamon candy? He said,
no, I was... thinking about getting into some Fireball.
Oh, God. Don't do that. Don't get into Fireball. You have your vices. Stick with those.
The alcoholic content.
It doesn't
Fireball.
Matter. It's the sugar content, and you will projectile vomit on too much of it.
Because whiskey's generally what, 80 proof? I believe it's 70 proof.
Okay. I had a small bottle, which is probably about two shots worth at the turn golfing yesterday.
66 proof.
No, golfing on Saturday.
You just drink it straight? Of course you do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because you're not a wuss.
Well, it's,
how much is it?
It's meant to
66
drink.
66
drink straight. But it really didn't have any effect.
Did you like
me.
It? Well, because you're already...
I don't know. We did that at our golf tournament. I had a shot of Fireball at the turn, so I'm making it a tradition now.
Did they give us one there at the turn?
There
no.
Were,
who had it?
There were some ladies there at the clubhouse.
Oh, yeah, we didn't stop.
Oh, the Fireball girls. Yeah, we waved down on the way past.
Yeah.
I wanted to stop because they were both pretty cute. But
Todd did stop.
But I said, I'm thinking, Fireball, no, let's keep going.
We did stop.
That takes a lot for me to pass them up.
It was important to remind one of the young ladies that she needed to put some sunscreen on top of her boobs.
Oh, did you did you rub it?
She was.
Did you offer to rub it for her?
No, I didn't even.
You're a married man.
I didn't even speak up. Because that would mean, hey, I'm staring at your boobs. Although,
she knows that.
A lot of times they...
Hey, my boobs are up here, she says.
They don't mind the attention.
Of course they don't.
My boobs are down here. That's what they'll say when I'm looking at their eyes.
That's what they always say.
What are you looking at my eyes for? Yeah. You're creeping me out.
My boobs are down here, old man.
Were you old enough to remember?
My mom loves your show.
Cinnamon flavored toothpicks?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I am.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they were great. They were like a huge. They were like a candy. We all loved those things. Yeah, they still had one. Puss was that age,
and teachers hated them because you'd throw them all over the classroom. Get rid of your cinnamon flavored toothpick.
Yeah, that was kind of a worthless piece of candy. It wasn't even really candy. You didn't eat it, but you sucked on it.
Sure.
You sucked it.
It was just a little oral fixation.
Yes, it was.
You weren't getting it anywhere else. Well, I wasn't while I was in high school. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, this one little shooter of Fireball that we have in the bar cart apparently caught Todd's eye when he was in here at the last commercial.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
So he's thinking about getting
That's
into
why
it.
We were talking.
You want to get into it today and have a drink that one today?
I think he was going to hit it
coffee,
a break.
Man. Just give yourself an Irish coffee there.
Well, I'm going to wait till.
I don't think this is Irish.
Well, it's not, but you still any kind of whiskey and an Irish coffee.
I'm going to wait till we make the turn
really
this morning.
Either. All right. Make the turn, okay.
We make the turn about 8 Central.
8 Central,
yeah,
right. Yeah.
That's about right.
Okay.
Was on this date in 1912.
We should have some Fireball chicks in the studio at the turn every day.
Yeah.
Around 8:10, 8 o'clock. There you go. Up, oh, it's the turn. Here's Fireball.
Because I found that it neither...
That's probably not a good idea at all, but I'm thinking of it.
It might be a great idea.
Right. It doesn't seem to detract or enhance the performance. I didn't golf any better or worse.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because of the Fireball.
Oh, yeah.
I golfed the same.
Oh, the show might just... Performance might suffer there.
Yeah, I don't think it would have any effect on the show.
Maybe not. Probably just get us straight around 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Set our shakes back.
Yeah, some days it could help.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
I'm a lightweight, so I might just get hammered off one of those shots.
No, you wouldn't.
I don't think so.
Hey, kind of. Was on this date in 1912. The United States government adopted the 8-hour workday.
It's because of unions, by the
way. People still do that?
Yeah, I think that's way too long, by the way, but, you know.
And now if people work more than 8-hour days, they have to be on a salary.
Or be paid overtime.
Or overtime, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's because of unions. And I know that people hate unions, which doesn't make any sense, because that's the reason everybody has livable wages, if you do have a livable wage job, you know.
And not
working 70 hours a week demanding you to do
child labor laws.
Child labor
like
laws,
that.
There's things like that. It's just crazy stuff that protected the people that we hate.
Tobacco profits could take a big hit if the FDA approves new rules about how much nicotine is allowed in cigarettes. The agency is looking at a proposal that would limit nicotine so that tobacco products are, quote, minimally addictive. I don't know what the FDA means by that.
I guess it's easier to quit if they're minimally addictive. Who knows?
Yeah.
I guess. Easier to quit, not easy to quit.
Well, it just sounds like you smoke more then.
You might. I don't know. I never smoked.
Or you go underground.
Yeah.
You find somebody who's selling the full strength nicotine cigarettes.
Yeah.
But once again, this stuff always works. Price goes up, people quit smoking, nicotine goes down, maybe people don't smoke as much. You know, you never know.
They say this particular rule would cost Big Tobacco $165 billion in lost profits if adopted by 2035. They predict that the number of smokers will decline dramatically if the rule goes into effect.
Well, that would suck.
Yeah.
We don't want people stopping smoking.
No, we don't want job killing.
No, that's right.
We don't want more job killing regulations.
Not at all.
No.
A Connecticut judge says that conspiracy theorist Alex Jones's behavior on a recent broadcast of his show was indefensible, unconscionable, and possibly criminal.
Well, he's a complete horrible person.
This came yesterday after attorneys for the families of the Sandy Hook school shooting victims accused Jones of making threats, specifically repeatedly punching a picture of one of the attorneys.
Yeah, he's an angry man.
The parents of the victims are suing Jones for defamation over his past claims that the 012 mass shooting didn't really happen.
My favorite part about Alex Jones is when he was losing custody of his daughter, right? He just, didn't he say in court, oh, this is all fake? I'm doing this for the fun of it, and this is
his
all fake.
Lawyer did, and then he came out and said, "No, it's not."
Well, we had to do that.
But yes,
because,
it is, or something.
Because he had to keep the nut jobs that follow him and still pay to watch his crap.
Yeah.
But he just told them, "You know, you're idiots. I'm faking this because I'm a horrible person. I can make money off of it, so I can keep my daughter."
Well, that's the thing. He is not a horrible person.
Well,
just,
he is.
Just his performance artist on the radio.
That's a horrible, but that makes you a horrible person to do that and to suck people into your conspiracy.
In real life, he's a great guy.
Yeah, that's right. To get his kid back, right? Yeah.
And then there's an odd twist to this whole thing, and we just don't know the answer to this. Attorneys for the parents also say they discovered child porn in documents that Jones's attorneys provided as part of the lawsuit's discovery process. The parents' lawyers sent the documents to the FBI that confirmed that they are pornographic images of children. Jones says he's being framed. He says the images were apparently sent from an outside source to InfoWars email addresses, which were then turned over to the plaintiffs in discovery. So that, you know, that's kind of a weird deal, and we don't want to, you know, we're not coming down on either side of that one.
No.
Who,
where would that have come from?
An outside source, which means anybody.
Because you're not knowingly.
Discovery from his what?
Going to send that.
Who sent that discovery?
I don't know.
I think it was his.
I forget what you're good. I don't know what you're
his representatives.
His lawyers?
Yeah.
Public.
No, there have been
publicly.
God damn it. lawyers who have called them idiots. Send lawyers.
Guns and money.
Sorry. Been a while.
He's not.
Been a while, Craig.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
You're unfortunately right.
I blurve it has been a while.
Yeah.
Blurve.
This ain't a rerun, by the way. It's a live show.
Yeah. Sounds like a rerun.
June 19th.
A funny rerun.
2019.
Two more days.
Yeah.
Longest day of the year.
Oh, don't bum me out, Todd.
Why you got to be Dr. Doom?
It's especially bright out when I get here in the morning. Now I kind of like that.
No, today, tomorrow, the following day.
And then the days are going to get shorter.
And then you're going to depress.
More darkness.
And then, get longer.
And then you're going to start posting memes 16 days, 8 months till it's snowing outside. I love that one.
No, I will wait until late December and inform everyone that the days are starting to get longer now.
Okay, good.
And then the cycle begins again.
Bill Cosby said to be doing well in prison.
Ah, good for him. Giving comedy classes or something like that?
Kinda.
Is he really? Mentoring young comedians?
Kinda.
Is he really?
Not comedians.
As long as he's not doing a mixology class.
Not comedians. He's giving life lessons.
Is he doing things? Well, he's denying what he did, which is crap, but is he actually helping young inmates maybe educate themselves? Because he's an educated man.
Yeah, his spokesman says Cosby's doing extremely well behind bars. He apparently gives motivational speeches to crowds of up to 200 men at the maximum security prison where he is near Philadelphia. He's also constantly working out at age 81, and he's reportedly dropped down to 187. His spokesman says that Cosby is extremely popular in prison. Many inmates view him as a father figure and request one-on-one time with him.
Well, at least he's safe, I guess, not getting his ass kicked because he's an old man. He's Bill Cosby. What? How long was he sentenced?
Was it 9 years?
Yeah,
what's the minimum? I mean, like, what could he get out on parole? I mean, just like parole, you think?
Yeah, I don't recall any of that.
Yeah,
somebody 25 years ago, somebody said, remember that old bit, is after the O.J. murders, O.J.'s walking free on Twitter, and Bill Cosby's in prison for rape. Somebody told you that in 94.
Three to ten, and I think three was the absolute minimum.
He's going to do three no matter what.
He had to do three no matter what.
All right.
So he's got to be good to get three.
I'm sure he is.
He's got to get Fat Abbott and the Junkyard Gang together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are they still around?
Not aware of that.
Like Dumb Donald and Mushmouth.
Dumb Donald's around, yeah, that's for sure.
I mean, they were all in the band, weren't they?
They were.
Oh, yeah, they were all in the band.
You know how bands go.
Yeah.
You know, one or two of the guys gets...
replaced a drummer once in a while.
I think Mushmouth's got a side project.
Goes on the drugs.
Yeah. I don't think there was anyone...
You lose touch with him.
Anybody famous that voiced any of the other characters.
I don't think so.
on Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids.
Babe Ruth jersey went for $5.6 million at auction.
I bet you that's not as big as people think it is. Because what? Fat people nowadays are much bigger than Babe Ruth was. Now, granted, he was a professional athlete.
Oh, yeah. Babe Ruth today, I
bet you that outfit is really not as big as you think it is.
It's an XL.
Yes. I bet you it's an XL. Maybe, depending on how they make it, a double X. But probably not. Probably an XL. You're right. You're right. XLs are pretty big anymore.
And a story that we haven't touched on, kind of odd.
Babe Ruth have anything left to sell?
Well,
it sounds to me like they've gotten rid of all his stuff.
It always resells.
Things get sold more than once.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Pass it around. Right.
Yeah. I'll buy this for a dollar, and then a couple years later, you can buy it for $3 or $4.
Didn't this kid just die? Oldest, yeah. Remember, he had adopted
the daughter?
Yeah, the daughter died.
Was it the daughter? Yeah.
So she must have had some stuff laying around.
How old was she?
Old.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Like 115?
Well, she was like a baby. Yeah. In her 90s, I think, right?
Yeah, 80s or 90s. Yeah, she could. Yeah.
Yeah, for example, Todd, when we brought up that Honus Wagner card a couple weeks ago,
right.
The one that Gretzky used to own.
Yeah.
Like, that thing's been sold like 6 times
the
last 20 years. Yeah. And when he bought it, it was like $500,000. The last time it sold for like $6 million.
Man.
And those things just keep getting resold because the value just keeps going up.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, there's a bodyheightweight.com website. It doesn't say when, but it lists
He was a big boy, but it's also
6'2", 216.
That's nothing.
No.
216 is nothing.
I mean, it was fat by standards then.
Well, a lot of guys were skinny from smoking back in the day. All right, Craig, what's the odd story? Just that video I was looking at?
No, but okay. We can get into that in a minute.
Whenever you want to do that.
No, this is the horrible deal. A ninth American tourist dead vacationing in Dominican Republic.
I saw two, because on
55-year-old Facebook. 55-year-old dude.
People always take photos of themselves at the airports. You see it on Facebook. About to go somewhere. I'm fine with that because they're probably just telling their friends they're flying. But I saw these two, middle-aged women on my Facebook page yesterday saying, long-awaited trip to the Dominican Republic, leaving today. I'm thinking, with no irony whatsoever, they could have just wrote in there, hope we live.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. I'm canceling that.
Because it sounds like they're being poisoned, right? And
they don't know.
I know. This story,
mysterious,
by the way.
Mysterious deaths.
I know.
Are the deaths happening all over the island?
Yes, it's not just one resort.
Well, a lot of them are found in their rooms.
Yeah, just dead in their rooms.
And just the particular area. Are 100% of American tourists getting poisened when they go over there?
No, but
the string of deaths stretches back months, and the deaths are not isolated to one location.
And there are plenty of Caribbean islands you can go to. This isn't happening, so I would probably avoid that now, too.
Well,
toxicology results for several of the tourists still pending.
Like Naked LD, by the way. He's going to be going, but he's not going to the Dominican Republic, right? Yeah.
But there's more and more people also coming out saying, yeah, we were there 6 months ago, 9 months ago.
And got sick.
And we got sick, too.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I wouldn't go right now, but I suppose.
No, there's other places that look just like that. You're not going to die.
And there's not as many dead people.
Right. Yeah. If months ago somebody dropped thousands of dollars, non-refundable dollars, on a trip to the Dominican, they're probably going to take their chances.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah, but some of those places, considering the situation, some of those places have got to be offering refunds or change.
Oh, yeah, because they want to stay in business forever, right?
Yeah.
They do want to stay in business, right?
Yeah. So.
Well, 47 members of the Central Oklahoma Parrothead Association got sick.
Yeah. A lot of them are willing to bend you over and just take your money. I'm willing to bet.
All right.
The DR government insists the resorts are safe.
Well, no, they can't keep insisting.
They insist.
That.
Yeah.
But
they insist.
I'm looking at three dead people right now on the CNN website.
They can insist all they want, but they have a little PR problem.
That's it. Perception is reality.
Bring
your own fireball. That's what I suggest. Gargle and fire in your own fireball.
Does that seem to be the common denominator? Are they poisoned through alcohol?
I don't know,
drinks?
Because this became a huge story right away, and then now it's not on the news. It's like now it's just a website. Every day on a news site just says, hey, another person's dead in the DR. Okay, move on. Nothing to see here.
Yep. Somebody fell off the Grand Canyon. Yep. Somebody's dead in the DR. There was another mass shooting. That's just the tertiary news.
Right.
News we didn't have time for.
Exactly.
News we figured you knew happened anyway. Right. Because it happens every day.
Pick us up, Craig. Make us feel good.
All right. Well, this might not be long enough. I'll be the judge of that.
You say that a lot.
I'll be the judge of that.
Nah, yeah. No one else does, though. Yeah. So that's what really counts. Vivian Gomez.
Bandit.
Posted a clip from her security camera.
This is freaky.
And it's just a few second clip showing a scrawny figure making its way down her driveway.
Now, it's glowing like that because it's obviously just because of light and it's a infrared look like camera kind of way.
Yeah,
right?
it's night vision.
Nobody has legs or a body like that. No human does.
Right. But maybe some starving kid
in Ethiopia looks like
that. He's got the cliche triangle shaped head.
Yeah.
That aliens from movies have.
Right.
He looks like E.T.
People are speculating that whatever the creature was may have just had something on its head.
Oh. Well, what's the creature? It's two-legged.
Yeah, it's upright. It walks upright.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't mean it can't have something on its head.
You got to share it to social media, Push, because you got to see the video.
I'm posting it right now.
You got to see the video.
But you got to figure it's just some kid pranking us.
I don't know, man. A kid with...
Well, Gomez posted she wanted to know if anyone else had seen this on their cameras for her, in her neighborhood. And then she said the other two cameras didn't pick it up for some reason. She claims she did not alter the footage. She said it was not Photoshop. There's no trick photography. She's asked why the video cuts off abruptly. She says she doesn't know. She said the video just stopped when the creature was in the driveway. She lives across an empty field near a high school. She said it looks like he has underwear or shorts or something on its head. Well, one guy said that.
No, it makes it. Is it really?
Right. He just walks through.
Here's the audio from it.
Right. That's the guy I would like to see go through the what guy's driveway and steal his car.
What? I'm going to punch that guy.
She says she's got a 9-year-old son, but there's no way that's him.
No, it's not him. I don't think it's human.
I'm from the school of there's a logical...
There's always, I am too. I want to be that guy because I don't want these people to exist because I think they would just come and kill us eventually, you know, because they're smarter than we are.
Well...
Low bar.
So far.
Now it's a low bar. If you're around Orlando last night, you could have said, oh my God.
No deaths in this guy's neighborhood though, right?
Correct.
Check out the video. It's at TNT Radio Empire is our Twitter and the official Facebook page. And creep yourself out. It's pretty wild. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.